Rabbi Yudin is about to tell us about donating to this fundraiser and being part of it. Please listen to him. Please, please, especially if you're a listener who has been with us for any number of years, whatever it is, 1 year, 10 years, 20 years, call now, 1-800-989-9368, jmandtheam.org. This time each and every Friday, every Erev Shabbos, with great pleasure, we present Rabbi Benjamin Yudin, spiritual leader of Congregation Shomrei Torah in Fairlawn, New Jersey, to address the entire listening audience concerning the Torah portions of the week. Good morning, Rabbi Yudin.
Good morning, Nachum. Good Erev Shabbos, everybody. Tomorrow we have the privilege of reading Parshios, Vayakil, and Pekudei. Between the two of them, the Chinuch counts only one mitzvah found in Parshas Vayakil, and it happens to be a losase, a restrictive mitzvah. We take out two Torah this Shabbos, and we have the third of the four special Parshios. This week is Parshas Para, found in the fourth book, the 19th chapter in Bamidbar, reading about the Parah Aduma, reminding us, number one, that Pesach is coming, and therefore we each have to be in a state of tahara in order to please God, eat the Korban Pesach. What a demonstration of optimism that, please God, there will be shortly in our time the third Beis Hamikdash. I'd like to focus this morning on one pasuk. I'd be honored if you brought the Chumash to the table. The first parsha begins, Vayakel Moshe. Moshe gathers the people, and there's an assembly. First he reminds them and talks about the importance of Shabbos, and then he speaks of those items which are to be made for the Mishkan. And verse Chaf, verse 20 tells us, Vayetzu kol hadas b'nei Yisrael milifnei Moshe, which means the entire assembly of the children of Israel left Moshe's presence. At first glance and at second glance, this pasuk doesn't seem to be contributing anything. When the assembly is over, everybody leaves. What is the Torah telling us? That they left milifnei Moshe, from Moshe's presence. The Lev Eliyahu, Rabbi Eliyahu Lapian, has a beautiful pshat. And he says as follows, that the Torah is not simply telling us that the assembly was over and they left, but much more significant, it was recognizable after the event that they had been in the presence of Moshe. It was Oseh Roshem. It made an impression. And so he gives the following analogy, just that we should understand this. He suggests, I see a bar, and I don't see anybody coming out of the bar, but I do see a gentleman down the block who can't walk straight. He's staggering. And I put two and two together and I realize, that person has come from the bar. It was Oseh Roshem. It made an impression. And so too, being in the presence of Moshe, even after the event, made an impression. And I'm going to suggest just two areas. Baruch Hashem, we all keep Shabbos. But it shouldn't only be for the 25 hours of Shabbos, but please God, even after Shabbos. And maybe that's why, in the introduction to the Havdalah, we say, citing from the 8th chapter of Megillas Esther, LaYehudim Haisa Ora, Simcha, Sason, V'Yikar, the Jewish people had light, happiness, gladness, and splendor. Wait a second. Why is that the introduction to Havdalah? And perhaps the answer is because going through a Shabbos, we now have a more acute perspective on life and what really is light, happiness, joy, important. Shabbos teaches me, so I take Shabbos into the rest of the week with me. And finally, most of us are familiar with this custom, that when we leave the Kotel, we walk backwards out of respect. But in reality, this is found in the Shulchan Aruch, at the end of Simon Kuf Lamed Beis, the Ramah teaches, and the Magen Avraham says that just as in the Mikdash, when they completed the Avodah, they would go again they would prostrate and backwards leave, so too, that is what we should do when we leave the Beis HaKnesses. What's the idea? We're taking it with us. It doesn't stay in the Beis HaKnesses. I want to congratulate Nachum and his staff for JM in the AM, literally, Oser Roshem. It makes a very strong impression, not only during the time when the program is on, but for so many younger people, older people, everybody, it literally takes them through the day more connected with the Jewish community, more concerned about the needs of others, and literally in a better frame of mind, for which we say thank you, and for which I urge all our listeners to participate generously to keep this very special program going for many years to come. Shabbat Shalom and Chazak to all.
Thank you, Rabbi Yudin. Chazak to you. Rabbi Yudin predates me here at this great radio station, so it's been many, many decades that he's been presenting an Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov presentation at JM in the AM. Call in his honor. Well worth it.